Authorities in the West African country of Benin revealed last night that they had located a ship, the Ederino, that disappeared off the coast of Cameroon last week and was suspected of carrying as many as 250 children that had been sold as slaves. But when the Ederino docked today in Benin, there was no sign of the children. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Shortly before the arrival here of the Ederino, government ministers in Benin announced there has been a mix-up. The Ederino did leave the port of Cotonou 3 weeks ago, but Cabinet Minister Ramatou Baba Moussa says this was not the boat suspected of carrying hundreds of child slaves. There is one ship that concerns Benin, she says. The Ederino is that boat. But the boat that is carrying 250 kids is not from Benin and is not our responsibility. The government says there is probably a second ship that may or may not be responsible for eyewitness accounts of a vessel loaded with hundreds of children. Nonetheless, when the Ederino finally pulled up to the port of Cotonou, dozens of police and emergency rescue workers were on hand to help scores of expected child passengers. Instead, there were not more than 30 kids. The bulk of the Ederino's passengers consisted of more than 100 adult and very nervous illegal immigrants. Passengers from a half dozen African countries had paid more than $300 each for fake visas and the long boat trip from Cotonou to Gabon. After being rejected from two African countries, they were forced back to the port they originally started from. The captain, a Nigerian named Lawrence Onome, who is wanted by Benin authorities on charges of child trafficking, denies the accusations.
I don't know. We don't traffic in children. That is just fake rumors. We don't traffic in children.
But the sudden appearance of the Ederino seems to have raised as many questions as it has answered. Port officials earlier described the ship as rusty and dangerous. This ship carried modern life-saving equipment and had received a recent paint job. Esther Guleman of the United Nations Children's Fund left the Ederino unconvinced.
Suddenly there were very clear stories from everybody there. It's very difficult really to tell what has happened here, and I think in the short time that we were here, at least for me, I wasn't able to figure out exactly what happened, whether this is the right boat, the wrong boat. It is all very murky water.
Children's rights activists say traffickers frequently pose as the kids' relatives, and that this case highlights the difficulties of stopping the exploitation of child labor. In West Africa alone, an estimated 200,000 children who have been taken or bought from their families are now being subjected to what the United Nations calls modern slavery. Benin police officers leading the fight against the region's child trafficking trade say they are determined to solve the mystery of the Ederino. But the world may never know what really happened during the 4 days this ship was missing at sea. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Cotonou.